Bekuta Sicha is Chelik Yutes, Parsha Devorim Sicha Beis. In Pasuk, Vehi Barabayim Shona Vagema Diva Moshel Vene Yisrael, in the Pasuk in this week's Parsha, which says, and it was in the 40th year that the Yidden were in the desert, Moshe spoke to the Jewish people. Zayne Faran Tzvei Pirushim, there are two interpretations of this Pasuk, from Tzvei Pashtonim, from two different commentators who comment on the simple meaning. About what was Moshe speaking? It says he spoke to the Jewish people. What was the content of his speech to the Jewish people? Rashi brings that up from Sifri. Rashi quotes the Sifri as does Zani given the Dibre Techacha, that this was the rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Yidden Shleichichem El Samach Lamisa, that he saved his rebuke for close to when he was about to pass away. Number two, the Sforno Zakt, he says that Hirzulahem Kola Terukula Ad Hena. He reviewed for them the entire Torah until that point. The Tzvei Perushim Zayne Nish Vestira Eino Tzumander, and these two commentators, these two commentaries, these two interpretations are not contradictory to each other. Because in fact both happened in Chumash Devarim. You find both of these categories in Sefer Devarim Zayne Dod Divrei Techacha and Zvetinim Ibrich Hazakol Torah Kula. Because in Devarim you find both words of rebuke and also that the entire all the mitzvahs are repeated again. As is in fact brought out from the name that Chumash Dvarim is called Mishneh Torah, the review of the Torah. Und in afgemine zwischen die zwei Mefarshim. So then, what is the difference between these two commentators, Rashi and the Sforno? Was is merba badgasha? What is more emphasized? What is the Chumash emphasizing more? Adonachmar, even more so, Vas is Mer Iker, what is most important of Chumash Dvarim? Is it the words of rebuke that Moshe Rabbeinu gave, or is it the review and the repetition of the entire Torah? Medaf Abafashtein, but we do have to understand, Vibald as Dibr Moshe Gate if in Ganzen Sefer Dvarim, since these are the words that Moshe spoke, is of course referring to the entire Chumash. So we have to say, as jeden fundi beide Sachen, die bitte koche, und Mishne Torah, that each of these two separate categories that are brought in Chumash Dvarim, which are the words of rebuke and the review of the Torah, is kolul zemizeh, ada azhab mash teiche meshutav. So you have to say, these are the words, and it includes both of those categories, so there must be something about them which sort of brings them together into one category, into one general, this is what Moshe spoke. So it must be that there's something that they relate to each other, they're related somehow with each other. So we have to understand what that is. Number two, the chiluk zwischen the erste vier Svarim and Sefer Dvarim, sagt die Gemara, in regards to the difference between the first four Svarim of the Torah and the last one, which is Dvarim. The Gemara says, as the fir svarim zayne mepia gvura, that the first four chumashim are from the mouth of Hashem. Well, Mishneh Torah, Moshe gezok mepia atzme, in the chumash dvarim, Mishneh Torah, Moshe said on his own, from his own mouth. We'll soon explain what that is. The pshat from mepia atzme is nisht, as Mishneh Torah, Moshe hashon gezok from zichalein, zayne egen reid. It doesn't mean, of course, when we say that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, it doesn't mean that it was his own words, chas v'sholem, that it's not Hashem's words. Nor be Rashi is the smazbe b'malkam acher, but rather, as Rashi explains it elsewhere, Moshe lav me'elav hayashayin aleh mishon Torah. Moshe wasn't speaking them on his own. He wasn't telling them his own words as chumash dvarim. Elokei Moshe kibluhu, but rather as he received it from Hashem, and he repeated it to them. And everything that is in Parsha Veschanan, in next Parsha, is the Aseres HaDibros repeated. So in other words, Moshe Rabbeinu said them, and there are slight differences from the first version as it is in Parsha Yisrei. So everything that is in written in Seres Adibris and Parsha Veschanan was actually on the Luchas. V'chein Shama B'Sinai, and this is how we heard it in Sinai. Umvitaisazaktanasaisaz also says that Das was Moshe Masmei Omeram is given Baruch HaKedusha. What Moshe Rabbeinu was saying to them in Parsha Devarim, in Chumash Devarim, was said with divine spirit. In other words, it's the words of Hashem being repeated to the Jewish people. Is nishmuvan, so based on this, you have to understand. Bibald azoich Mishnah Torah at Moshe gezakt nish zayne verte. So since Mishnah Torah was also not Moshe Rabbeinu saying his own words, not hatas gezakt beruach hakodesh, but he was speaking with divine inspiration. Shchinah medaberes mitayr groina, it's Hashem speaking from his throat. Was the far and that's why Moshe Rabbeinu said in V'hayim Shemaya, and I will give you the rain for your land. What do I mean? Moshe Rabbeinu is giving rain? It's Hashem that gives rain. But he was able to say that because he was merely repeating Hashem's words. So therefore, it's Hashem saying, I will give you the rain. Valdosis vas ruach Hashem. Because it's the spirit of Hashem speaking, I will give the rain. So then what exactly does it mean that the Gemara says that Chumash Dvarim was said from his own? It's all the words of Hashem. So how is it different basically than the first four Chumashim? The Zelba Shaila is Oichab Dem was the Gemara Zakt. The same question could be asked also in regards to what the Gemara says. As a filu leman deloy darish smuchim ba'alma, that there's a machlokes in the Gemara that whether when there are two things in the Torah which are written next to each other, do we interpret that? Is there something that we have to take out from the fact that this is written next to that, and can we apply certain halachas from the fact that two things are written next to each other? So some say yes, and some say not. So even according to the one that we says that we don't interpret things based on where they're written because they're written next to each other, b'mishnah Torah darish. But in Chumash Dvarim, we do apply that kind of teaching. On the Raivin, and there was a Balatosis that was called the Raivin, is Masber, he explains the reason for this. The reason is because the entire Torah was said from Hashem. So therefore we apply the rule that there is no order to the Torah. It's an order which Hashem decided, and it's not something that we can interpret. But Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that organized and put the order for Chumash Dvarim, one parsha after the other. In other words, he chose the order of the parshas. Therefore he organized it in such a way that it should be important what's written before and what's written after, and therefore we could interpret and apply that kind of teaching. It's written next to this because so and so. In this we also have to understand, since the entire Chumash Dvarim Moshe Rabbeinu also said with Ruach HaKodesh, in other words, Hashem speaking. Pavos is the Seder in Dvarim Toli and Moshe. Why does the Taisa say that the order of the Parshas in Dvarim was chosen by Moshe? Mashenkin in the Eshefir Svarim, whereas in the first four Svarim was Zayin and Oich, Ibigi Gevin Gevarim Tzeidin Duch Moshe Rabbeinu, which were also, Hashem spoke them also through Moshe. So really, what is the difference between how Hashem spoke to Moshe in the first four and he related it to the Yidden, and how he spoke to him in Dvarim and he related it to the Yidden? It seems to be the same thing, and it even there's even a difference in how we apply whether you can be Doyer Smuchim in Dvarim as opposed to the first four. So we have to understand the difference basically between the first four Svarim and what is that. And that's called Hashem speaking, and the Chumash Dvarim, which is called Moshe speaking. Gimel, the beer in them. So to explain this, Chazal Zog, our sages tell us that Alpayim Shona Kodma Torah Le'olam, that the Torah came 2,000 years before the world. was kodma meint nicht norinzman, that over here when it says that the Torah comes 2,000 years before, it doesn't mean before chronologically, that there was 2,000 years before, because as we say in the Ebi Bocha, says in the Bar Mitzvah Maimer, that there was no time at that time. Time was created at the same time as the world. So what do you mean 2,000 years before? Nor be'ikir in ma'ilavach shivas, what it means mainly is that it's 2,000 levels above the world. In other words, that Torah mitzad atzma is in ganzen hechef von Welt. That Torah in its essence is completely transcendent to the world. It's on a much higher level than the world. 2,000 levels higher. Und der Riber, kidei Torah zol rupkum in Welt, and therefore in order for Torah to be able to come down and filter into the world, it just can't happen on its own because the Torah is so much higher. So it has to have an intermediary that should be able to bring it down into the world. And this intermediary has both elements within that intermediary. So it has a part of the intermediary transcends the world, and a part of the intermediary is in the world. And therefore, it's able to bring something that is transcendent of the world, the Torah, into the world. Er is hecher from Welt and er is in Welt. So, in other words, this intermediary is higher beyond the world, yet he is in the world. Und der Farkan is a Mechabazan, and therefore, he is able to bring together the Torah, which is beyond the world, in and bring it into the world. The Mamutzah zwischen Torah and Welt is Moshe Rabbeinu. This intermediary is Moshe Rabbeinu, was by Emet Gefimt Min Tzveik Tzavos. In Moshe Rabbeinu we find these two extremes. Er is given betachlos habitul nish mitzias. He was a person that was of absolute self-abnegation, bitul. He didn't see himself as a mitzias at all. Doesn't exist, as if he doesn't exist. As he said in the words of Nachnuma, what are we? We are nothing. And Ma is also an allusion to Hashem's name, which expresses Bittul on the highest levels. A Bittul versus Hecha from Vel, so he was a Bittul from another world, that is beyond this world. And from the Tzveit Zayt, on the other hand, is a Given Shleimus HaMetzias. Moshe Rabbeinu was the absolute most Metzias possible. Within creation, he was the height of Metzias. How so? The Metzias is Mitzad Welt. He was the greatest of Metzias as world understands Metzias, existence. Was the father given a balkaima? Therefore, Moshe Rabbeinu was tall, Eser Amos. He was not just ordinarily tall; he was 10 Amos high. The was a sachmer v'deshir kaima rogofun ben adam, which is much taller than an average person, which is only 3 amas. So he was more than 3 times that size. So he was that, and he was wealthy, and he was very strong. So there was everything about him was the greatest of existence in the type of human being that he was. He was the greatest type of human being in terms that the world understands as a great human being. Tall, strong, wealthy, and so on. So he had both elements within him. He was the greatest existence in the world, yet he was the greatest of removed from the world. To him, everything was nothing. He was nothing. And the father that he kent machabez ein teir, and therefore, because he contained both of these extreme within him, he was able to bring together teir of us as hechav and velt, which is bittel, which is beyond the world, mitvelt, with into the world. That's why he was the intermediary. Now there are two ways in which something that needs to be brought down from one level to the other through an intermediary, there are two ways in which that could happen. One is b'derech ma'iver, that it only passes through the intermediary. The flow does not become integrated by the intermediary himself. In an oifen from the slapshus anem, that it should be integrated into him. In other words, that he should absorb it and acclimatize him to himself, and then express it in the way he received it and the way he processed it and then passes it on. That's hislapshus. But we're talking about it when it passes through without doing all of that. And therefore, the intermediary doesn't change the nature of what is being passed through him. It's merely passing through. The ufta von mamutz is nardos. What he accomplishes only, the intermediary's function in this way is only, is that he brings down this flow in the same way that it is, from a higher level to a lower level. For instance, let's say as a funnel. A funnel takes a big flow and narrows it down so that it can flow into a smaller space. But it doesn't change the flow at all. All it does is take the same material and bring it down to the lower level. Then there is another way, beis b'derech hislapshus, when the intermediary integrates it, and as I said before, acclimatizes it to himself, and then passes on the thing as he understands it, as he processed it. The flow of whatever it is that he's passing on becomes one with the intermediary. And that, of course, changes the nature of what is being passed on. Because now it is passed on in accordance with how the intermediary understood it and processed it. And therefore now the ones that have to receive that hashpa through the intermediary will be able to absorb it into their, let's say if it's talking about a concept, a thought, an idea, they'll be able to understand it because it's been brought down through the intermediary into a level that they can now understand as well. And that would be the difference between the first four svarim of Chumash and Mishneh Torah. In the Eshte, four svarim is Moshe given Amamutza b'derech Maivir. In the first four svarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, it just flowed through him. Other in Loshon Rashi, Nasa Shliach, or he is merely a messenger to repeat everything as exactly as he heard it. Because the words that Hashem spoke to him, it's not that he took it into his mind and then processed it and then passed it on to the Yidden in an oifim from the slapshus, which is called that he integrated it. It wasn't that way. In the darge from the piagvura, they remained exactly as Hashem had spoken it. All he did was pass it on. On the other hand, Mishneh Torah, even though that was also said in divine spirit, in other words, he was saying it from the words of Hashem. But in this case, the words of Hashem, the communication of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu absorbed it and, as I said, processed it. On the far vertus ungeruf me piatsme, and therefore that's called that he said it on his own, because he said it in a way that he had understood it, that he had taken it, and that's how he passed it on. On dos is zeh de asbara favos afilu leit man do omer as ba'alma loy doris smuchem is b'mishne teira doris. That explains also what we said before, that even according to the one that says that generally in Teira we do not apply the teachings of what is written next to what. But in Mishneh Torah, we do apply that teaching. Why is that? The Eresh Tefir Svarim, in the case of the first four Svarim, Chumashim, Hayez, Zezayin, and Nishgi, Kumen, Bislapshus, and Seichel, Famoshe. Since he did not absorb those ideas and then give them out in the way he understood them, is Agam, as the Seder Aksuvim is in Zez, the Tachel Sadiuk. So even, although, of course, when Hashem said things, he gave a certain order to it, and it was very particular and very specific. So then why can't we interpret it? Why can't we apply teachings to the order? The reason is because the way Hashem orders and organizes things is not the way that we understand them, so that we wouldn't be able to apply ideas to the way Hashem ordered things, because they are beyond our comprehension of what the order might mean. The smuchim zan nish loy da saga v'nevroim. The fact that things are written next to each other are not in a way that we could understand why they're written and what it means. When the far is loy da smuchim, and that's why we don't apply the teachings over there, because it is by in its nature beyond our comprehension of what it means that two things are written next to each other. Mashenkin in Mishnah Torah, whereas when it comes to Mishnah Torah, the dvar avayatzuch mislabish given in the sagas Moshe, we hear the words of Hashem were absorbed by Moshe's mind and they were processed and then he gave it to us in that way. Is to say that so therefore the order is also given to us according to the way Moshe Rabbeinu understands it. Univroim, and since Moshe Rabbeinu he was the one that ordered it, so to speak, that he processed it and he gave it out to us in a way that he understood it, and therefore we can now understand it. And therefore we are able to apply ideas and concepts and teachings to the order. But we have to understand, why is it that Hashem organized it in this way? As Mishnah Torah, that Mishnah Torah should be given to Moshe in a way that he absorbs it and acclimatizes it and then gives it to us. So that it should be called as Moshe Rabbeinu speaking. What is the need for that, and what is the purpose of that? It seems that it only lowers the level of Torah, the height of the level of Torah, by applying it to a human being, that a human being is now, it takes on properties of a human being, Moshe Rabbeinu, but still a human being. Why not just have it as the first four chumashim, which came directly from Hashem? Is the beer in them? So the explanation is, if the flow of information in this case is not absorbed by the intermediary, it remains transcendent of the comprehension of the people that are meant to understand it, so that the Yidden in the end can't really understand, can't grasp what's going on, because it never went into the level where a human being can understand it, a human mind could understand it. Since in its origins, the way Hashem expresses it, it's beyond our comprehension. And since the intermediary didn't do anything to fundamentally change it in any way, so therefore it's still going to remain beyond our comprehension. The inyan from the hashpa was the mekablim nemen. And so then what is it that we do receive? Moshe Rabbeinu is giving us something. What is it that we're getting? Is this nisht inem erech from the hashpa atzma? So that which we do receive, and that which we can understand, is not in any way on the level of what was given by Hashem. So Hashem gives this masterful and transcendent idea. Moshe Rabbeinu passes it on as is. What arrives in our mind is something that is completely beyond our comprehension. But on the other hand, we do understand some ideas from Torah. So that which we do understand is so far removed from what Hashem gave that it can't be called of the same nature of the Torah that Hashem gave. What ends up by us is something so far removed from the original idea. And therefore, if Torah would have come down only as passing through Moshe, as the first four svarim, the Yidden would not be able to comprehend any part of Torah at all. We wouldn't be able to receive and accept the word of Hashem, that it is Hashem's wisdom, because that is of course transcendent of our understanding. What would our minds comprehend? Well, given the ha'ara would be a mere reflection of that which of what it really is, from Dvar Hashem, of the word of Hashem. So what we would be understanding always when we think Torah, when we study Torah, would be some very, very lowly reflection of what, of the word of Hashem. Und das ist der Uftu von Mishneh Torah. So that's what Mishneh Torah accomplished. As durch dem was Moshe hichzel lehem kol haTorah kula. That through Moshe repeating the entire Torah back to the Yidden again. V'yas is nishlabish gevanen zayin klei asaga. And now when he repeated it to us, he repeated it to us in a way that he had absorbed it into his mind and then processed it and then gave it to us in a way, mipi atzmai, in other words, what's called from his own mouth, is the noch when a yid learned Torah. So now when a yid studies Torah, in velcha matzav is only zayin, and it doesn't matter what the level of that yid is, afilu when there is nish Torah, rachman lotzlan, even if a yid is in a state of impurity, nemt the Torah in vet nisatzim midvar dvarei ka'esh, he is able to receive and accept and absorb the Torah in a way that he becomes one with the word of Hashem. Dvarei ka'esh, it's the word of Hashem like fire. Dvar Hashem mamish, it is literally the word of Hashem. Und wie bald as der hechzer lehem is given benegel kol haTorah kula, and since Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the entire Torah back to the Yidna once again in this new style, so therefore now when we learn the first four Svarim, since Moshe Rabbeinu has now repeated to us all of those ideas also in a way that they came through Moshe Rabbeinu's mind, so now we can understand every part of the Torah, all the Chumashim, including the first four, not only Dvarim, because he repeated everything in this new Hashpa. For a Moshe is the Mamutza was a Mechaber Ali Yid mit Neibishtim, because Moshe Rabbeinu is the intermediary which connects all Yidden with Hashem. Oich di avol chazayne b'shval ha-matzav, even those Yidden which are on a very lowly level. Ki yidu, as we know in the Minyan from Ayin Libosar, that when the Yidden demanded meat in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu said to her, what connection do I have to meat? What are they asking me, Moshe Rabbeinu, for meat? Am I the butcher? As Moshe had nicht gekent mashpil sein, had sich nicht gekent mashpil sein, der Dashwa von Bosse Taiva, that Moshe Rabbeinu felt he couldn't lower himself to the level where he would be providing meat. Bis der Eberstaat ihm gesagt, so as Lashem said, okay, isfali shivim ish mizikni Yisrael, gather 70 elders, and I will bestow upon them some of the spirit that is upon you, and they will provide it. It will come through them, but it still had to be from the spirit of Moshe that went through the 70 elders. So it was Moshe Rabbeinu has to provide meat too, even though it's too lowly for him, but it must come through him. Und die Hashpa hat gemusst sein durch Hatzilus Ruche shel Moshe, weil alle Hashpa sind nicht kommen durch Moshe Dafke, because everything that the Yidden get has to come through Moshe, even meat for a barbecue. Und der Far, and therefore durch der was Teira hat sich angetan in dem Mamutze von Moshe Rabbeinu, through the Teira being brought into the mind of Moshe as the intermediary in Allah Zayna Es Amis, and it went through every one of his 10 Amis. He was a person of great stature. The higher Amis were of course related to the mind and so on to the higher levels, but it went down to every, even to the lower Amis. Kumtan the Torah to Ali Idna Fila Pashashub Shutim, and therefore the Torah arrives to every single Yid, even the lowest Yid, even as you said before, somebody who is impure. And that's what was accomplished by Chumash Dvarim, that now every part of Torah can be understood by a Yid, and not just in a way that he doesn't really get the true richness of it, the true holiness of it, but in a way that he gets the real essence of it. How do you get in the end, how do you get two opposites like that? That the Torah should be absorbed and received by a human mind, and so much so that it's now called that person's idea, as we know that Torah, that a person, a novel idea that a Talmud comes up with in Torah, is called by his name. In other words, it's called his idea. Yet, on the other hand, when it came Meichel Zayin Al Kvaydei, before we get to the other hand, and as the Gemara says, that a Talmud Chacham is able to forego the honor that is accorded to him, that is supposed to be accorded to him, Velcher is Mitzad HaTorah, and the honor that one is supposed to give to a Talmud Chacham is not his own personal honor, it's the honor that he receives because he is a source of Torah. So how does he have the right to give up on that honor? He has the right because it's called his Torah, and therefore he has a right to forego that honor. As so, it's called his Torah, and Zol B'Shah Zayin Dvar Hashem. So on the one hand, we say that it's that person's Torah, and then we call it the word of Hashem. How did the two go together? Is the far of us Mishnah Torah Nemtzach V'Natzmusi Yis Baruch. The reason for this is because Devarim, Chumash Devarim, comes from what's called the essence of Hashem. Comes from a very high level called Atzmus. Thus is Hechafen is Chalkus, and in Atzmus, the essence of Hashem is beyond any kind of division. There are no parts there. There are no two different approaches or two different things in which you can apply different standards. Everything is all united in one. There is no Eiris V'Giluyim. There is no, this is the only a reflection of the true essence. There is no such thing. Even the very highest revelations and energies and so on that come from the idea, even that doesn't exist in Atzmus. It's all the essence. Because Eiris and Giluyim, even the very highest ones, Zayin Begeder is Chalkos, are all not the essence itself. They can be, there are different levels and so on. So that is not Atzmus. And the far is, and therefore, in regards to Giluyim, to Eiris, which are not from the essence, Oder Zeveren is Galim Etzei Gansen Tekev, there is one of two choices. Either you can reveal them fully, with their full power, if they don't, are not absorbed and acclimatized by the intermediary, or if they are acclimatized by the intermediary, they're going to be reduced by the level of the intermediary. So that is true for Eiris and Giluyim, that there is a difference. Either you have one of two choices. Either you get the full impact if it didn't go through the intermediary, or it has to be reduced. But when we talk about the essence of Hashem Himself, which is completely beyond any kind of division and separation and change and so on, you could get both things at once. First of all, on the one hand, it is absorbed by the created being and understood in his mind, so much so that we say that Moshe Rabbeinu is the one that said it. That's how much it was absorbed by Moshe. The Asoga for Nanivra, it's something that now can be comprehended by a human being. At the same time, it retains its status of the word of Hashem. It hasn't been reduced at all. And that's the difference between the first four Chumashim and Mishneh Torah. The Eshte Firsvarim Zayim Min Pi Agvura. The first four are from the words, from the mouth of Hashem. Even more so, the Ramban schreibt, as the Ramban writes, as is eine geschrieben geworden wie Ashlishi Amedaber, that the whole Torah is written in a style as a narrator telling you what's going on. For instance, in the Tzeilt has Vaydaber Hashem al Moshe Lemer, it says, and Hashem spoke to Moshe. Who is telling us this story? Who is telling us that Hashem spoke to Moshe? It doesn't say I spoke to Moshe, that would be Hashem speaking. It doesn't say Hashem spoke to me, that would be Moshe speaking. It says Hashem spoke to Moshe. Who is telling us this? The Torah is written as a narrator speaking. So who is this narrator that's speaking? Taitz Chassidus, so Chassidus explains, as dos is atzmus ha-matzel, that this refers to the essence of Hashem, the one who produces, who makes everything happen. he is the one that's talking about Havaya. He transcends this level, Atzmus transcends Havaya, and tells us that Havaya spoke to Moshe. And the far is because of Mechavas and Havaya mit Moshe, and because Atzmus is higher than Havaya, therefore Atzmus can bring together Havaya and Moshe. Havaya spoke to Moshe. So this is in itself already a very transcendent level. From deswegen does Gufa was averta angerufen Shlishi Amadaber, but from the very fact that this narrator, this level that is narrating the Torah, is called the third person that is narrating, which is there in order to bring together Moshe and Havaya, weist as is shayach kaviyachol ishalkus, since you're putting a number on it, a third and so on, so you see that there is still some sort of division there. The third one is not the second one, and so on. And numbers already bring about a certain division. So therefore, even that level cannot be the very essence. Mashenke Mishneh Torah, but when it comes to Mishneh Torah, is funat smusi is bara, that comes from an even higher level of the essence of Hashem. Tosas hecher afilu from shlishi amedaber, that even transcends this level of shlishi amedaber that we talked about. Und afar kenen un zainen do beidik tzavis, and therefore, in that level, you have both extremes. Mipi atzmai, Moshe Rabbeinu was able to speak it as if it's his words, because he has absorbed it and understood it, and now gives it to us as he understands it. For Moshe and Tzadamid Midvar Hashem, and at the same time, it retains its full impact and the full power of being the word of Hashem itself. Zayin. Der inyan anal in Mishneh Torah, this idea that we just explained about Mishneh Torah, is farandug mosi in Avedas Adam, we find a similar idea in the personal avodah, the personal service of a person, a bayit. In the avodah from tshuva, we find that in the avodah of tshuva, the tnuah from tshuva kumt from the bal tshuva alein. This movement of tshuva, this thrust toward tshuva, the motivation to tshuva, comes from within the person themselves. Von vibald as faran chet is a given abgerissen von I think it means that because of the sin, he was completely, he was disconnected from Elokus, God for Rahman Litzlan, Hashem should protect us. So it comes out, as in his Seder is Tshuva is Nishmetzad Giliar Mamaila, that the motivation for Tshuva does not come because Hashem bestowed upon him this feeling of wanting to do Tshuva, because he's disconnected from Elokus as a result of the sin. So Velchaner is Nishkan Keli, because the person is no longer a Keli for a revelation of godliness because of the sin. So therefore, where does it come from? Nor Fazich Alein. It comes from deep within the person himself. But we know that there is a rule. As yet, there is Seidus Kum Dochanesin's Karech Mumaila. That where does a person get a sudden urge to do tshuva? That must come from above. So therefore, what do we mean when we say that it comes from within the person himself? It must come from an awakening from above. Is there inyan in them? So what it means is, as the keyach of tshuva is from helama atzmi de ein sof, that when we say that it doesn't come from a revelation of godliness, it means it doesn't come from the revealed place of godliness, the manifest place of godliness, the obvious place of godliness. But where it does come from is from what's called within God himself, within Hashem himself, within the etzem of Ein Sof, there is something called the true nature of concealment. It's such a high thing, such a high place, such a deep place, that it's by nature, it's completely concealed. It exists in concealment. And the way that it comes forth to the person is also in a deeply concealed way, completely obscured way. Azoyas the tenua fun tshuva is keilu fun embalot tshuva mitzad atzmai. So of course it comes from above, but it comes in such a way that it's so concealed that it appears that it comes from within the person himself, that it's not from a revelation from above. Mervius hatzich frie geret, mein vius hatzich frie geret. In the minyan from Piatzmi from Mishneh Torah, as similar to what we said before, that by Moshe Rabbeinu, because it seems as if it comes from Moshe Rabbeinu. even though in truth it comes from the Etz from Hashem. Und das ist der Keshet zwischen den zwei Perushim wegen dem Teichem für Sefer Dvarim. And this is the connection between the two explanations of what is being told, what are the words that Moshe spoke that we said at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. One explanation is that it's Divrei Techacha, it's words of rebuke. The other one is that Hezalim Kol HaTorah Kula, that Moshe Rabbeinu repeated the entire Torah. So what is the connection? Divrei Techacha is Tachlisim Ninyafunat Tshuva. What is the purpose? What is the meaning of giving somebody a rebuke in order to evoke tshuva? When avodas tshuva hadam zalbim inyan v'ili atzmi v'atzda in Mishneh Torah. And as we said, tshuva has the same essential elevated state as Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah comes from the essence of Hashem, and therefore it can bring together the idea that Moshe Rabbeinu said it on his own, yet it still retains the word of Hashem. And tshuva has that same concept. It seems as if it's coming from the person himself, even though in its essence it comes from the essence of Hashem. Or moving, so therefore it's understood as kishem v'yishod gedav zayin that ili for Mishneh Torah al tzachonu fadim eshten knisa for din Eretz Yisrael. Just like Mishneh Torah came as the Jews were preparing to go into Eretz Yisrael for the very first time, and that's where Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the words of Mishneh Torah. Al derech zeh zoichit, so also in our generation, v'mahot memachti achonus to the knisa le'Eretz Yisrael doch Mashiach tzidkenu, as we prepare to go into Eretz Yisrael for the final time through Mashiach. Und das ist der Giluf, so in other words, that now also we need a similar preparation. Und das ist der Giluf in Teres Chassidus, and that is the revelation of Chassidus, of Efrat Teres Chassabad, and certainly, especially, the teaching of Chassidus as expressed through Chabad. Was hat dem selben Teichen an Alvi Mishneh Torah, which has the same concept of Mishneh Torah. In Chassidus Chabad, werden erklärt in Yonah von Alokusin an Eufen, as Chabad von den Menschen sollen es kennen verstehen. Chassidus Chabad explains ideas, godliness, in such a way that the human mind can comprehend it. That's what Chabad is. Biz in anoifin azveta yichud nifla, and it becomes comprehensible to the person in such a way, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, that through learning Torah, you become completely attached and connected in a double way with the idea that you're understanding. So therefore in Torah, the way that you understand Torah, these matters, these concepts of Elokus, is a connection which there is no greater connection than that. Liyas l'achadim u'miyachadim mamish, you become one and attached and connected literally mekol tzadapina, from every side and every way and every direction. In other words, learning Torah is the greatest connection to Elokus possible. And to which levels of Elokus? To understanding Elokus itself, the concepts of Elokus itself. Well, the idach vet is durch dem nicht nishtana chas v'sholem. So even though you're comprehending it and you're understanding it in such a complete way, it doesn't change at all the nature of the godliness of that idea. As bleibt Elokus, it remains pure godliness. Und der Kesh, in other words, similar to Mishneh Torah. Chassidus Chabad is similar to Mishneh Torah. Und der Kesh derof is mitzad dem, was Torah Chassidus is the Gilui Fun, b'chines yichidus shebetorah. And the reason that this is able to happen is because Chassidus Chabad is the revelation of Yechida, which means the very essence of Torah. B'geret amol barichas has been discussed elsewhere. Etzem pnimius ha-Torah, Chassidus is the essence and the inner dimension of Torah, und the far vertus nicht nishtana, and therefore it has the ability not to change at all. Euch wenn es steht in Eslapshus in Seichel Anushi, even as it is understood and comprehended by a human mind. Und das ist euch der Scheiches zwischen Torah zu Chassidus und Yafutza meine Seche Chutza. And this is also the connection between the teachings of Chassidus and the instruction that we have, that we must spread the wellspring to the outside, as der mayan alein dafar upkommen chutzah, that it's the wellspring itself that has to come down to the outside. Weil wer ken oftan in dem chutzah, because who is able to transform the outside? Was mit zadatz mehr dolcherik an shaychus mayanis, that place which has this doesn't seem to have any connection to the fountain, to the wellspring. Is this dafke bekeich for the mayin alein? It's only the wellspring itself that is able to transform the outside, and therefore the wellspring itself must be brought to the outside. And the far is dos the achana to kosimar, and that's why this is the preparation for Mashiach's coming. As we said, yafutza minus chutza is the preparation for Mashiach's coming. Val dan vetnis galaveren that yede kol po kiata pialte, because as we say that when Mashiach comes, then every created being will know that you are the one that created him. As oich der chutza shuba chutza, that even the outermost edges of the outside, which is expressed by the word the po'ul alein, the actual created being, as that created being is in its most created level, in a way that you don't see the connection between the created being and where it came from. You don't see the connection from the creator to the created being. Is miyuchad mitn oibishn, that even that level becomes connected to Hashem in the time of Mashiach. The farvas ata atzmusi is baruch ta'altai, because you ata, which is referring to Hashem without a name. A name usually means some manifestation of Hashem, but ata you means the essence of Hashem, and the reason that even the most outer dimension of the created being is able to see its connection to Hashem is because ata, because it brings out, because Hashem, it reveals His essence to him, and then you see the connection to the even the most outer dimension.